That is the music of her guests, Indigo Girls, the Grammy-winning duo whose latest album is called Rites of Passage. From your left to right, Amy Ray and Emily Saliers. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Always nice to have fellow Georgians here. I was born and raised in Georgia.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You're from Decatur, right?
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time in Decatur. Had cousins there. Used to beat me up all the time, as I recall. Rites of Passage is doing well for you. I hear this is your fastest selling album ever.
I don't know. I mean, is
I
it?
Think it is. Maybe yeah, it, is. It went gold quicker than the other ones did. So
gold is 500,000 copies.
It's hard to believe.
What I heard is it went gold in like 12 weeks.
They probably made that up to make it sound good.
That's some of that PR stuff.
yeah.
Well, you have to cut through all this PR stuff to get to the through.
It's gold now. It's gold.
Now, the reviewers are saying this is more adventuresome, more instrumentation, and more humor than you've done in your previous albums. Emily, is this a change in your styles at all?
I don't think a drastic change. I think that Amy and I just came to the studio open to all kinds of musical ideas and production, and we sort of made a wish list of musicians, which is something that if you sell some albums, you have the luxury of doing because it's expensive to be there. So all the players and singers added a new dimension to the music, and if they're talking about humor, they're probably talking about a song like Airplane that's mm-hmm. about fear of flying, and it's real lighthearted. But I think you try to look at a whole work and make general statements about it. But for me and Amy, we just wrote the songs, and that's what we did with them in the studio, and just felt natural.
So you don't go in there necessarily thinking, we want this to sound different from the previous
albums? No, not at all. The only differences are like technical things, you know. We might say on the previous album, you know, we couldn't quite get the guitar sound we wanted, or, you know, some just, but those are just like a basic maturing and learning how to deal with technicalities.
What is it? You mentioned that there were some accidental sounds on this album. What's that? Things that weren't supposed to be there?
There are a lot of those.
You took your watch off.
I guess, yeah, in Jonas and Ezekiel, I guess before I started singing, I was taking my jewelry off so that it wouldn't rattle, and the tape was running. So before the song starts, you hear the watch hit the music stand and some different things like that.
Now, would I notice that, or would you have to be,
no,
would it have to be pointed
out? No, you'd notice it. It's pretty loud. I mean, we, you know, had it up there in the mix. Yeah. Turn that up, you know.
We had somebody on here the other day who had recorded their album at home, and you can hear their dogs barking in the background.
Oh, that's like the Beach Boys, yeah.
Do cool. they do that too?
Yeah, pet sounds.
That's
so
cool.
So we can, if we listen, if we know where to listen, we'll hear your jewelry being taken off before the...
Well, there's probably a lot of stuff you'll hear that we don't, if you turned it way up.
what would make you stop the tape?
What do you mean?
That would, at the beginning of that song, if you wanted to figure out what that sound was.
Yeah, you might rewind it.
Let me look at the cover of the Rites of Passage album here. There's paint on Amy, on your face and on your hands, Emily. Is there a significance to this paint?
Well, in my mind, I think I kind of talked Emily into this one.
You don't want to do it?
No, she wanted to. It was just an idea, kind of an idea I had. But I think I was thinking of the significance of Emily's guitar playing when I suggested that she put paint on her hands. And I don't know what the significance of my face is. But
it was tribal. It was supposed to represent sort of, to go along with the theme of rites of passage. And
it's African. It's taken from a book about African tribal art.
Do you get to pick what you want to do on the cover of an album? Is that your decision?
Basically, the record company has its own input, and then Amy and I decide whether or not we want to agree to it, but nothing gets passed through unless we say that's okay by us.
Yeah. There's a song on the album called Galileo. Emily, you wrote this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about it, but let's take a look at a little clip, about a minute or a minute and a half of Galileo from the Indigo Girls album.